She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my
409. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today, we're going to talk to you about safety check again. And evidently, none of you out there is calling your representatives and your politicians to recommend to repeal safety check. Safety check, number one, is not being done right. How many of you out there ever had a safety check where they check your brakes, your suspension, your steering, your struts, your shocks, and everything else? How many of you ever had a full-on safety check? Okay? As a customer, that's what you're supposed to be getting. But as a business, if it was your business doing the safety check, would you do it all completely done? Pull off the wheels, check the brakes, and all of that stuff for $20? Would you do that? You're paying your worker $100 an hour. Oh, no, excuse me, $25 an hour, okay? $25 an hour. And you're charging the customer $20 for a safety check. Your worker takes 1 hour. You're in debt $5. Now, private business is not as dumb as politicians. Politicians do the safety check. Okay, they have it in the law, but they don't look at what they're recovering. They're recovering zero. Zero, folks. Who will, in his right mind, would do a business and make no money? Why you think the state of Hawaii is broke? Why do you think they have to raise taxes more and more? Because they have no clue on how to make money. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I can see if the safety check system was being done right. Okay? I have no gripe with that. But it really ticks me off when they're doing things and losing money and raising taxes to the seniors and the kids. They cut their education. They jack the tax to the seniors. That is ridiculous. Find a way to make money instead of ripping these poor people off. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. It really burns me up. I'm sorry. I can't just sit there and watch people pay through the nose. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hey, Ron.
George.
Hey.
I think the real reason I always thought from way back is the insurance companies are behind of it.
No, they're not.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. 40 states don't have safety check.
But you figure you got to produce an insurance card when you go get your safety check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But look at the whole liability. Okay?
Uh-huh.
If there is a massive, big accident because of a faulty car, who is the lawyers going to sue? Not the shop. Not just the shop. They're going to go for deep pockets, the state.
Mm.
Because it wasn't done right.
I always suspected there was some kind of political payola going on there.
No, it's stupidity.
Yeah, that too.
You see, long ago, safety check system was funded by federal grant money, okay?
Uh-huh.
Federal dropped it to cut back. And you think the smart guys in office in Hawaii would follow along and drop it? 40 states did that, but not Hawaii. Oregon, let me give an example. Oregon, they don't have safety check. They put it on the car owner's responsibility. In other words, they tell you, if your car is caught unsafe, bald tires or whatever, broken tail lights, the police officer pulls you over and cites you for unsafe vehicle. And that ticket costs you $400. Okay? And if the policeman doesn't like you, he can, by law, impound your vehicle. Okay? Now, knowing that, the people in Oregon, they don't fool around. They go in and have the cars checked. That's the right way. You put the responsibility on the car owner. You see?
Uh-huh.
And how can you call this car safe when they don't check the brakes, the steering, the suspension, nothing? You go in for a safety check, they tell you turn on your lights, signal, wiper, horn. Okay, you pass. How safe is that?
I know. Some places, as long as you got four wheels in your car, you pass.
That's right. This is so ridiculous. And these politicians, they don't care, because if the state gets sued, it's not them. It's the people.
Okay.
We need to get involved and stop it.
Yep. I don't know how long they're going to keep it up.
Forever. They never do anything right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
George, I want to let you know that I have a good friend who is very connected with, I won't say the name of the business because they don't help sponsor your show, but a hint is last two words of the business, Autoplex. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me that their business is backed up forever because they perform safety checks. And ever since the state went over to that new iPad system, they're screwed. They're completely backed up because the city has not been able to handle the input. Imagine. George, imagine your business, all of the other guys' small business, the car, big car businesses, you know, the lot, the big lots, etc. That do that. The city cannot handle all that information coming in the way they have to input it and take a picture of your car.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. So as a result, you have to wait weeks. Now, I don't want to, you know, say who he is or anything, but let me tell you, he's well-connected. And even in his own business, you would think that maybe he would get a little more quicker VIP treatment on one of his own cars.
Mm-hmm.
No way. He left one day. I talked to him. 2 weeks later, he finally drove his car back. He waited 2 weeks to get the info for his safety check. Oh, I don't know if you've heard this from anyone else, George, but I'm telling you.
No, this whole safety check system, Rob, is a joke. If, and that's the biggest American word, if they check it according to law, there's no way any shop is going to do safety check because, you know, for $20, no way. Not for 1 hour of checking the vehicle. No.
And as a matter of fact, George, I got my new registration right in the mail, and I've got to go down this week because you know how they say on their on your registration thing when they mail it to you that you've got to send. I mean, they tell you you've got to send it in how many days before the due date, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, what is it, 10 working days, okay, and it's on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if they don't get it in time, they ding you for that, too. So I'm due it on the 28th, which is the end of the month, this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be down Monday, and then I'll go through that, and then I'll call you back on Saturday just to let you know what my experience was, if you don't mind.
No.
So, all righty, I'll leave it at that, right?
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, Rob. Anyway, the safety check thing is a losing deal. Okay? We don't have people checking the pumps, the gas pumps. We don't have anybody working in the weights and measures. So why not put these people that is in the administration doing safety check into weights and measures and shut the safety check down? At least these people working for the state doing the weights and measures will be doing something very productive for the people of Hawaii. Safety check is not productive. It's a lose money. There's nobody out there checking the gas pumps, cash registers, all that stuff. They're not checking anything. And you, the people of Hawaii, is getting ripped off. I don't know. If you don't mind getting ripped off, then let it be. Don't get involved. Just let it be. Anyway, there's another bill coming out. There's a bill coming out, finally, by somebody. I don't have the person's name that brought the bill out. But it's a bill to repeal the reconstructed vehicles. Okay? It's about time. Okay? My question to them was always, how many accidents was caused by a reconstructed vehicle? When the people make their cars nicer and all that, they have to get a reconstruction permit. You have a vehicle that is special, and you put in thousands and thousands of dollars. Would you drive it any old way like a normal car? No. So, why have the law? The Outer Islands don't have reconstruction law because the politicians say, oh, there's not that many cars over there. The population's smaller. And my question to these politicians is, how many cars does it take to kill you? If this was a law that was for safety, if, then I can see it. The other question I have for these state people, if they check a reconstructed car and pass it, they're putting their name on the line that this car is safe. And if that car is not safe and gets an accident, who is liable for this? The car owner? No, because the car owner doesn't know anything. It's the state. The deep pockets is the state. they're going to get a humongous lawsuit. Now, if, and that's the biggest American word, if our politicians would think about the safety of the people like it should be, okay, it would be a different story. What happened to politics by the people for the people? No. It's for the special interest people with the palms out. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. When they first came out with Reconstruction Law, the so-called Reconstruction Law, if you put a pipe rack on your truck, you would have to have it reconstructed. A pipe rack. You know, like construction people have? Isn't that ridiculous? Well, here's another one, even more ridiculous. A long time ago, this guy chrome-plated his wheels. Okay? They cited him to have a reconstruction permit. All he did was made the wheels chrome, okay? So I told the inspector, if he puts his wheel covers back on, is that all right? He said, oh, yeah, then he don't have to have a reconstruction permit. What's this? What is that? Anyway, please get involved with this bill coming up. The bill number is Sugar Baker, SB 859. SB 859 is the bill number. Okay? We'll pass it along. We need to get rid of this kind of stuff because it's opened up a liability case for the state. It's bad enough. We're paying through the nose for the rail. We're going to be paying through the nose for lawsuits. How many times in the past we've come across cars that was so unsafe? It's not funny. And they passed safety check. Anyway, who's on the line now?
We have Celine Steve.
Who?
Celine Steve.
Who I'm that? Here.
Who that?
It's me. Okay, anyway, the Senate bill number is 859, and it was introduced by Senator Michelle Kidani. So, I would think that it would be in the best interest for all of the car guys and gals that have modified vehicles that they either submit testimony or call their senator or House of Representatives to go ahead and support this legislation that's currently moving through the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, if you don't get involved, then nothing's going to happen. But, and the other thing that, they have also, there's also another bill regarding, you know, the muffler,
mm-hmm.
the noisy muffler.
Mm-hmm.
That is also moving through right now. But it looks like that particular bill is going to be dead on arrival. But there is one, some legislation regarding noisy mufflers, again, being submitted this year. But it looks like it's not going to make it right now, but.
I wouldn't think so, because a lot of cars come out like that.
Yeah.
And what you going to do? You going to cite them?
No. Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, a lot of times the politicians, they'll submit bills because some constituent in their district or whatever urges them to do that. And to, you know, they'll try to please them. And so they'll submit bills regarding certain things. But that one just has too many problems, like you and I discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter of enforcement. Sometimes it's about subjectivity. You know, how are they going to tell in a noisy environment whereby, you know, it's that particular car and that muffler is loud? Granted, some cars are loud, but, you know, unless you have a meter and you're going to supply all the police officers with a noise meter at thousands of dollars per...
Millions.
You know, it's just not going to happen. And, but, you know, people got to be aware, you know, get involved with their government, make sure they call the representatives or senators and got to get out and vote and keep these kind of things that, know, kind of unproductive.
Well, that's what doesn't happen, Steve. In Hawaii, Hawaii is the lowest voter turnout in the nation.
Yes, and that's a shame. That really is a shame. That's a sad...
That is sick, not shame, sick.
Well...
They might as well all go down to the Capitol and give them all their cash. Tell them, here, take all my money.
Well, I hope that never has to happen, but yeah.
It's going to. Look at how they're going with the rail.
Oh, don't get me started on that. You know, you and I have talked about that many times, and I tell you it's a big hole that they're going to be dumping lots of money into it, and it's going to be a big...
You know what Bob says to that?
What's that?
I'm going to be at the bottom of the hole. Just keep throwing the money in.
Well, you know, you would think that with all of this money that they've spent and all of the so-called experts that they've hired, supposedly experts in the field of engineering, civil engineering, and planning and everything else, that they would know and they would have some foresight into the kinds of problems to expect. A good example is, you know, on Camp Highway right across Pearl Ridge,
mm-hmm.
you know, they started digging up the road over there and they blocked off one whole lane and then they all of a sudden they stopped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they stopped is because they found underground pipes that date back earlier than World War II, and they used to carry oil and petroleum
mm-hmm.
through that. And of course, the pipes are so old, and you know it's on Cam Highway. There's lots of vibration on the road and things like that. The pipes crack. So instead of fixing the pipes, a lot of these companies, they just abandon the oil line, right? They just
mm-hmm.
turn it off and reroute the pipes someplace else. So the pipes are abandoned. They're in the ground. They still have oil in it, somewhat. They leak. And some of the pipes have not only, and they've been leaking for years, right? So the ground is all black, lots of hydrocarbons in the soil. They also have, because they were old pipes, a lot of them have asbestos on it. Guess what? The company who's just digging the hole to put the footing for the column, for the rail, they hit the pipe, they look at the pipe, oh, wow, it's got oil in it. Okay, we got a change order, okay, going into construction. So we got to remove the pipe, we got to go ahead and remediate the ground. Oh, the pipe got asbestos too. Oh, we got to call for special asbestos removal and remediation. Wow, now that's going to cost big money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they should know these kind of things because that's all there. People knew about that stuff way back in the 90s when they did the first time they tried to do the rail.
Mm-hmm.
If they read the RFP and some of the submissions and the ground testing, that they showed that there was oil, there was asbestos, various other things.
Steve, it's all about money. They don't care because they stand to get all that money.
I know. And it's a
and the poor people is paying for it.
Yeah, it's a sad case, too, because, you know, most people, they trust what the so-called experts say. But you know what's so funny, when you talk about that, many of the people that were in the city administration and in the that were for the rail and everything else, a lot of those people, where do they work now? They don't work for the city anymore, and they don't work for the state. A lot of them work as consultants for all of these rail contractors. So, you know...
Okay.
Gotta follow the money sometimes,
yep.
And that's not, it's a sad thing, but.
Okay.
Be vigilant. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Okay, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. the best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing better this week. Thank you, George. You know, sitting here listening to the show and what people are talking about, and I'm reminded of an idea that I had. Well, I shouldn't say it was my idea. When they talked about separating parts of the island,
mm-hmm.
So instead of it being, you know, Honolulu City and County, it should be Honolulu, and then, like, different counties, like maybe, you know, Kapolei County, you know, Waimanalo County. Because I was listening to what you're saying, and one of the problems is that you have no competition. And what I mean by that is, like, if you're on the mainland, right, and you're in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and you're Washington State, or no, better example, New York and New Jersey. So New York decides, you know what, we're going to tax cigarettes $15 a box. And New Jersey says, we're going to tax cigarettes $3 a box. Guess who gets all the cigarette business?
Mm-hmm.
But over here, you can't go anywhere. So like you're saying, oh, if you're going to have this silly registration thing and you got to pay all this money and safety inspection, another county might go, hey, you know what? If you buy your car in our county, we don't have it. You know what I'm saying? You start, mm-hmm. you know, giving pressure on people. But over here, it doesn't matter.
Well, 40 you know, states don't have safety checks, so why should we?
No, exactly. You know, it's ridiculous. But there's a lot of ridiculous here on the
island. Oh, yes, lots.
You know, like, I was surprised. I saw the story on Channel 2 about the garbage truck drivers. And I thought they got rid of that. You know, they had the system where you could work, like, 3 hours and you get paid for 8.
Mm-hmm.
They're still doing it.
Yeah.
And they got the automated trucks. And I thought, well, they got automated trucks. They give you, like, an 8-hour route. Then come to find out, you finish your route in 3 hours. You go back to the yard, and they send you out on another route. Guess what? You're on the other route to get overtime.
What?
Even though you haven't worked over 8 hours. I know.
That's ridiculous.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You have entrenched systems that they will not change because nobody's going to change it.
Hmm.
There's no incentive. Why do away with safety inspections?
Hmm.
You know, like you're saying, why do you tax senior citizens? Why can't you give them a tax break when you're a senior citizen and you lived in the same house for 40 years? Why do they keep raising your property taxes? You ain't using more garbage. You know, you're not using more water. You're probably using less, and you take better care of your property. See,
all about money, boy.
Exactly. And like I said, there's no competition. So my new move this year is we got to separate from the city.
And we got to separate from the politicians.
And just for what it does is it gives you more politicians, yes, but they're closer to you. You know what I mean? They're in your county.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you can go, what? You expect us to pay $40 billion for some stupid rail? Out. But you see, when you got a big system like that, it's harder, you know, to wrap your arms around. So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
What, is there like a bill or something for the safety check? What's the SBH 59?
It's for reconstruction permit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how about if anybody wanted to, I don't know, introduce a bill to do away with the safety check? What do they need? Do you know what they need to do?
They just call their representative and tell them that's what they want to do. Whoever the representative is in their area, let them know that is your request. You know, and if that representative won't work for you, then get rid of them. There's always that phrase of impeachment, and nobody has ever been impeached, so maybe you got to teach them a lesson. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George. This is sometimes what happens. when a state is run by a particular party that has dominance in the state, and that's the Democratic Party. That's why a lot of people rather vote Democrat, because for years we've heard the saying that Democrats are for the poor and the Republicans are for the rich. At one time that was true.
But not anymore. Not now.
Right. That's right. That's why we need a balance. If states are balanced, you know, if it was possible, if you should have a law that each state should have an equal amount of Republicans and Democrats and whoever else is running, a percentage according to the population that were there, we could keep everybody in check and balances.
Hmm.
But when this kind of things happen like this, where the rubbish man gets, you know, he's making overtime after working for 3 hours. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe, you know, this guy has some inside
it is
information.
True.
You know,
it is
that
true.
That is ripping off the people once again. We have to stop this. We've got to hold people accountable.
That's
if
right.
If we don't hold people accountable, this kind of stuff is going to just keep on happening. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. You've got to hold the people that you like and you want them to be elected. You've got to hold them accountable.
That's right.
But because if you don't, it's your fault. It's us, the public, that we're putting these people in office.
That's right.
And that's why we've got to watch out and do our homework when you're going to vote. Make sure this person you're voting for has our interests in mind and not just them waiting to get elected again.
Well,
because we don't want it to be about power and money.
The people do not get involved. The people do not vote. The people just let it happen. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
And, you know, like the strike that's, you know, happening in the Maiden, maybe it might not affect us as badly as, you know, as it is over
there. It will. It's just a slower process.
You see, now, what do we do if our shelves just start getting empty? People will go into a panic.
Well, people of Hawaii are not going to do anything until there is nothing there. They always wait until it's too late. They never get involved before it's too late. Look at the Hawaii Raceway Park. The racers got involved after it was shut down and sold. It's too late. So, anyway. Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Aloha.
Hello.
Okay, is it break time?
Yes, it is. You're listening to George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hi, Rob.
George, in regards to calling your representative for the safety check.
Mm-hmm.
George, which department? I mean, is it City Council, House, or Senate?
I would call all of them.
Okay.
Because they're all involved, and Rob, you can ask them, and they do not have the slightest clue that the state and the city is liable for a class action lawsuit if a big accident happens because of faulty checking of the safety check on the vehicle. And the reason these representatives and council members said that we should have safety check is because they say it's to make sure the cars are safe. That's fine, but it's not being done right. Okay? And to do it right, they're going to have to charge $150 for safety check. You think the people are going to buy that? I don't think so.
I will start with my brand new council person out on my end of the island.
That's a good one.
And then I'll take it from there, and whatever I find out, I'll throw it in next week, yeah?
Good.
Where can somebody, like, look up about the laws on safety check? Do you know?
They can get on the internet and look it up. It's on there. They have the safety check laws on the internet. Or if you have the old safety check form, it says it right there, what they have to check. Okay?
Well, yes.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Blue from Kailua.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, Blue. Hi. How are you, George?
Okay.
Thank you. My question is, I have an 11-year-old Honda CR-V, which I love. And my grandson said to me the other day, Nana, you better have your transmission flushed. And I said, no, I change my oil all the time. I have it serviced. He said, no, you should have your transmission flushed. I have about 135,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, George?
Well, let me tell you this.
Yes.
Automatic transmissions
uh-huh.
are supposed to be flushed every 2 years.
Every
20,000. Oh. If you're using the normal oil. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I recommend the AMSOIL transmission oil because the AMSOIL transmission oil is the life is good for 100,000 miles.
100,000 miles, AMSOIL.
Yes.
And would my more I take to have, well, I was servicing it. I had a 60,000-mile warranty on it, so I took it right over to Honda, and I have done that intermittently with other stations, which I'm very familiar with because of the time. I'm unable to wait till the next day or so forth. But every 20,000 mile, but in my case, if I should start using this AMSOIL, then I can do it the next 100,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, and I do enjoy your show. I've learned a lot, and
thank
I've
you.
Learned something again new today.
Good for you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467. Okay, and the topic is safety check and safe vehicles on the road. If we went out and had one of the TV stations do it and pull cars off the road and check it, cars that were safety checked recently, and check it, I tell you, you'll find a lot of cars with low or no brake linings, CV shaft, the front axle shaft, needing to be replaced, steering's loose, and several other things. Okay? So why have the safety check system? Number one, it doesn't make money for the state or the city. Okay? The money that you pay goes to the mechanic, not to the state or the city. Okay? And Linda Lingle, when she was governor, was the one that closed the weights and measures. Why? It's to help businesses rip you off. Because there's no accountability that the scales are right, the cash registers are right, and most of all, the gas pumps are not calibrated. Okay, so businesses that fill gas for delivery of food and whatever, they're paying through the nose for less gas, but pay more. So, come on, folks. Move the people in the right place. Move them out of safety check, cut safety check, and move those administrative people into the weights and measures where it does help you. Okay, who's next?
We have David from Kailua Corner.
Hi, David.
Yeah, hi, George. How are you doing today?
Okay, how you doing?
Moving my car, and I caught your radio show. I have a 2001 Ford Taurus wagon
mm-hmm.
that we use for our company, Sleep Center Hawaii. We take care of sleep apnea patients. But the girl said when they fill it up, then it won't start for like 10 minutes.
What?
So I said, I never heard of that problem before.
You fill it up and it don't start?
Yes. And it's like, I asked one of the mechanics, Brad, he said, well, if you touch the gas pedal on a fuel injection, it may shut off the fuel on some cars.
Hmm.
But I'm kind of a puzzle. I haven't done it myself to see what they're doing if they hit the gas pedal, you know, like some people may do.
Mm-hmm.
When they got a carburetor and they want to pump the gas, but I don't think they do that. But
no.
Other than that, the car runs good. It, you know, it's got good compression. It transmission shifts smoothly. And I said,
what kind of gas and what grade are they using?
Oh, we use High Test.
Okay. What brand?
Yeah, we buy High Test from Costco, you know, whatever. But,
okay.
But when we fill up the local stations, whatever.
Okay.
Always High Test. You know?
Try this.
Yeah.
Okay. The next time they're going to put gas,
mm-hmm.
try this. Go get a box of mothballs.
A box of mothballs? Uh-huh.
You had an old-fashioned one with
yeah,
naphtha
yeah,
in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And put a whole box of mothballs into the tank and then
mm-hmm.
fill it up with premium.
And fill it with premium, uh-huh.
Then watch it go. The naphthalene is an octane enhancer. It raises the octane. The
right.
gasoline that you're buying at Costco, the...
Yeah.
Premium is 83.
Right, yeah.
Not 92.
Right, yeah.
Okay? So, even the lawnmowers have a hard time running because of low octane.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bring the octane up and you pull a lawnmower cord, the first pull, it starts.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so your car, it won't start because they got dead fuel.
Yeah, the octane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put fuel injector cleaners in the fuel, you know, add that periodically.
Oh, the fuel injector cleaners don't do anything. The thing to do is get a bottle of the AMSOIL PI, Performance Improver.
It's called PI is in Tango India or PI is Papa India?
Paul India.
Okay.
And put it in, and it's the best fuel injector cleaner you're going to get.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
If you can get ethanol, it's even better.
Oh, I've heard you talk about ethanol being much better.
Oh, yes, I tell you.
Yeah. And for lawnmowers, I just bought a new little Honda lawnmower, so I guess the best fuel for that would be the same, ethanol.
Yes.
Yeah.
People condemn ethanol without having proof, and I have all the proof. I can show
you. I know boat owners had a problem with ethanol because it was messing up their gas tank.
No. It's not the ethanol, because I have a piece of a boat gas tank in my office with ethanol in it, on it, and nothing happened.
Is that metal or a fiberglass?
Fiberglass.
Yeah, it was fine. Huh?
Yeah. I got everything people say that it damages in a plastic bottle, and nothing happened.
Right.
So, you know, it's not the ethanol. The oil companies is adding another chemical in there that is doing the damage.
Right.
And one of them is diesel.
Oh, the diesel.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll try. I'll get some mothballs, and it's probably about, 20-ounce container or 10-ounce container?
Well, what the easiest way is, a lot of people that still use the mothballs, they put them in the old blending thing.
Oh, blend it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they put a funnel in and pour it right down.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It.
Add a
little gasoline, and it goes right down.
Okay. So they just chop it up in the blender and...
yep.
And don't add any water to it. You want that.
No water.
Chop up the mothballs and try that.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate your show. When I was a young kid, we used to have auto mechanics in high school in Utah, so I got to overhaul my little 53 Chevy when I was a high school student.
That's a great
car.
But I
don't know if kids in Hawaii get to do that anymore. They have a technical school for young kids over here.
They don't do that anymore.
That's a shame.
Yep.
Because our high school system in Utah, we had metal shop, we had wood shop, we had auto mechanics, you know.
Sad, yeah?
So, yeah, got to take my little 53 Chevy in there and pull the head off it. And you know, we had a guy come in and turn down the bearings on the crankshaft. Mm-hmm. Without
That's
pulling
great.
The engine out and put oversized bearings in, and it ran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good experience. But it's too bad these kids don't get to do that in high school, because that's a great option.
That's right.
You got to learn hands-on. Otherwise, you can't survive. You got to depend on somebody else to do it all the time.
That's right.
And it's a good thing we have men like you around to give us sound advice, especially on these new cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, in high school, we used to have what was called a high school rodeo, and we had teams of high school students. And Chrysler sponsored it, and the kids would, and the Chrysler mechanics would put in different, you know, they'd mess around with the ignition system or the starting system.
Make something wrong with it.
The team had to go in and diagnose the car, and that was before you had computers to plug in, you know.
Yep.
You had to have a feeler gauge and look at your wiring and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they would compete. So the high schools would send out their auto mechanic students, and they'd have this little high school, they called it a high school rodeo, you know, it was fun.
They don't have it anymore.
No, but it was great for the kids, you know, because they...
That's right.
They felt like they accomplished something great. They learned a skill. They troubleshoot an engine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If people today say, well, this is broke, I got to get a new car. So, cars are components. Just fix the component.
Yep.
They go a million miles if you fix some bad components in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George, have a good day. Aloha. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car?
or used car. I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Kimo from Nu'u'anu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George, I got a question for you. I understand they want to build 10,000 more houses out in the Everett district.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they utilize the Barbers Point runways as a secondary airport to just get rid of some of the congestion on the freeway? They have one commuter, I think, that does go in there, but doesn't take much. The runway's there. Most of the airlines could fly in. I don't know about the jumbo jets, but Hawaiian Air could, and people are right there, and they can just drive right a little closer to home.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's stopping them. What the
I don't know
what the state is doing, you know, because the H-1-2 merge is a parking lot in the morning.
Well, from what I understand, I think that Barbers Point was given back to DHHL, Department of Hawaiian Homelands.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not part of the state or anything like that.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that would make it a lot easier for people and the tourists that are going out to the hotels in that area and just get cars off the road.
Yeah.
On that. I also understand the rail system might not have enough power to power it, so are they going to, I know they shut down the power plant next to Aloha Tower. Are they going to have to fire that one up now?
Well, if they want to run the rail, they're going to have to fire that one and another one up, because the rail going to take a lot of energy.
Yeah, it does. So that's another problem. You're going to have it all set up and it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, well, where's the money going to come for the electricity?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's just nothing but problems here.
Yeah, so they never planned on it. It's like building a car, but you don't know where you're going to get the gas from.
Right, right. Yeah, but at least the car can go to a smaller motor. You can't do that with rail.
I don't know. That rail thing, I think is a joke.
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, because
I don't know if it'll help at all. Because
I don't think so. Because way back in the 70s, we had a French guy come to our neighborhood board, and he made the study, and he said, Hawaii is a special place. People will not leave the car.
Right.
For every car you take off the freeway, another one will take its place.
Right, yeah. And I even went online when they built the first freeway, and that was a nightmare because the infrastructure was there and they had to kick people out of their homes. And wow.
Yep.
So it's, well, we had a chance, though, what was it, 30 years ago for the rail, and they turned it down, and it might have been built by now.
Well, they turned it down was because of that reason. The simple common sense thing was if you rode the rail and you look at the freeway and it's empty, you're going to be on the freeway tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And, I don't know about these contraflow lanes, you know, just putting cones. And, you know, I'm waiting for a big head-on collision to happen. I don't even know if that's legal to have contraflow lanes and...
Just get more buses and see if people would ride it. They don't ride it.
Yeah, something's got to happen because it's not getting any better.
Well, this French guy said that did the study. He said you let the people bear what they can bear. And that's it. Because the people get stuck. They're not going to drive tomorrow.
Yeah.
They'll find another way. They go earlier, later, or they make adjustments. But if you give them... the spoon, and you feed them, They're not going to eat by themselves.
Yeah, that's. I mean, the only other thing is to live right where you work.
That's what they're going to think about.
Yeah, so that Evil A, the way they're building that place up, oh, man.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Okay, George.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay, aloha. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And here's another issue coming up, okay? A lot of you are having brake jobs done the wrong way. Manufacturers do not recommend resurfacing your brake rotors. Shops are resurfacing brake rotors. It is not recommended. Okay? If you're living in someplace else, fine. I don't want you to ram into my car. By resurfacing the brake rotors, it thins it down. It cannot withstand the heat. So don't cut the brake rotor. It's your life we're talking about, folks. Don't cut corners. Okay? If you need to replace the brake rotor, put a new one on. Okay, who's next?
We have Larry from the Big Island.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, George. I just heard the guy calling from Kona,
mm-hmm.
and he said when he filled up his car, then it wouldn't start again. I had that same problem with a Mazda, and it was the evaporative loss. It would overflow. When they left the hose in, it would overflow, and all the gas would go into the canister, and it wouldn't start.
Yeah, that's possible.
So I finally found out. I just filled it up like 7/8, and it was okay. So I just thought I'd put my 2 cents in.
That's great.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Good show as usual.
Thank you.
So, yeah, tell the guy, you know, have his girls put 3/4 in and see if it works. Who knows?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's right. That's possible. You know what that vapor canister is for?
Charge you more money? I don't know.
No. The EPA required that of all manufacturers to put in a vapor canister to recover the vapor from the gas tank.
Right.
Okay. But what we found out through our studies in lawsuits and stuff with accidents, that vapor canister removes oxygen from the gas tank and there's no fire or explosion.
Hmm.
So it's good.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So you got to make sure it's working right.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So, okay.
Thanks for the call.
Great show, George. Thank you.
Aloha. Okay. Is this time for us to leave? Yes? No?
Not yet.
Oh, I'm ready to go. We gotta have lunch. Anyway, don't cut the brake rotors, okay? And please, folks, push for eliminating safety check. Save the state some money, okay? Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and all the listeners for tuning in. Because without you, the people, Hawaiian Automotive would be nothing, not be 101. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
690, The Answer.